Have you ever been mistaken for anybody, Baron?
It was World Reading Day.
Oh, here we go. Wait, wait. There's a story behind this. Okay. Wait, let me just get some stuff. No, no. I want to give you a proper background.
I want to hear the story.
Yes, hold on. Just give it. Let's continue. Yeah.
I'm actually going to go with this story. Like, if somebody mistakes me for this person, I don't know how this girl saw it, but it was World Reading Day.
All right.
We were at the Nasdaq Media 24 building. There were a few school kids there, of course. So we were there going to read some books for the kids. And two of these girls freaked out because they thought that I was George Kiriakis from Stephen DeLance. What's his name? Nico.
Nico Panaccio.
Nico Panaccio.
A whole Nico.
But I mean, that guy is like a survivor guy. He's such a manly man.
I felt too bad to correct them, so I just went with it.
You did?
Yes, because this was also, nobody knows actually who I am. Because it was last year, year before last. So nobody knows who I am. What am I doing here? It's so random.
Yeah.
And I'm going to, you know, shatter this kid's dream of meeting George Kiriakis from Stephen DeLance.
Well, yeah. Oh, this is like the Mark Fish challenge.
Yes, it is. It's like an accidental one. But I mean, this weekend, I'm quite honored I got mistaken for Darren. I love the guy. So it's cool to have that cross reference. It's just that I'm so different from him. But at the same time, I was that guy's Darren Simpson in that moment. I think I may have made his day as well. I feel like